We come this evening to the short section at the end of chapter 29 in the book of Exodus. Chapter 29, verses 38 to 46. Just to set these verses in context, they come after the consecration of the priests. God told Moses to set apart Aaron and his sons as priests, and they were to serve in the tabernacle. And in chapters 28 and 29, we have the instructions for clothing the priests and for setting them apart, for consecrating them or ordaining them to the priesthood. And it is the priests who will serve God in the tabernacle. It's the priests who will offer the sacrifices on behalf of the people. It's the priests who will minister in the holy place and at the altar of incense. And it's the high priest who will go into the most holy place once a year on the Day of Atonement. And as we have seen, the work of the priests points us to Jesus Christ. In the book of Hebrews, we're told that Jesus Christ is our great high priest. He is the one who has offered himself on the altar, on the cross. It is by his blood that we are made clean. It is through Jesus Christ that we can approach the throne of God. Jesus Christ is the great high priest who intercedes for us. But here at the end of chapter 29, we have a glimpse into the daily offerings that the priests were to give on the altar. Look at verse 38. Now this is what you shall offer on the altar: two lambs, a year old, day by day, regularly. In the Old Testament, there were many different types of sacrifice. There were sin offerings, peace offerings, thank offerings. There was that sacrifice on the Day of Atonement. And all of these sacrifices took place at different times, on different days, on different occasions. But here at the end of chapter 29, we have a continual sacrifice. Every day, twice a day, a lamb is to be offered. Once in the morning, and then again in the evening. And this daily sacrifice, alongside what's called the meal and the drink offering, we're told is given up as a pleasing aroma to God. And this evening, as we've been looking at the tabernacle, I want us to focus on this daily offering and to consider, how does this speak to us about Jesus Christ? What does this tell us about how we are to live our lives, about how we are to approach God and dwell with God? I want to ask the question, is there a daily sacrifice or a daily offering that we are to be giving as we look to dwell with God through Jesus Christ? So we come tonight to the daily offerings. The first thing I want to do is to give an explanation of the daily offering. So we have an explanation of the daily offering. Verses 38 to 42 have these instructions for this daily sacrifice. And it's fairly straightforward. There is to be the morning offering of a lamb that's a year old. Verse 40 tells us that this is then accompanied with a meal offering or a grain offering. If you have the King James Version, it calls it the meat offering. The word meat, it used to be used to refer to all kinds of food. But today when we use the word meat, we mean flesh. When the King James was written, the word meat referred to all different types of food. There's no meat in the grain offering here or the meal offering. And so modern translations correctly translate this word as meal or grain offering. And it consists of a tenth seah of fine flour. That's about 3/4 of a liter, or close to a pint of fine flour. That's how the Hebrews used their measurements. Liquid and dry measurements were just the same volume capacity that they used. And that was mingled with a fourth of a hin of beaten oil. And now there's variations as to how much that is, but it's about 3.5 litres or 1.5 pints of oil. So we've nearly a pint of fine flour and then 1.5 pints of oil. And that was mixed together into like a bready paste. Sometimes it could be cooked or put on a griddle, so it became like a cake or a bread. And that was part of the grain offering. It was given alongside this lamb and was burnt in the altar with the lamb. And then added to that is a drink offering. And that was 1/4 of a hin, so again about 1.5 pints of wine. Now for us the exact measurements don't really matter. But what we should notice is that God is concerned about the details of the offering. And this daily sacrifice was accompanied with this meal and drink offering. And we're told that it was offered twice in the day. Once in the morning, the lamb with the grain and the bread or the drink offering, and then again in the evening, the lamb with the grain and the drink offering. Verse 42 tells us that the lamb was a burnt offering. That is, that the whole of the lamb was offered. Everything was given. Nothing held back. The consuming fire on the bronze altar at the entrance to the tabernacle, it consumed the whole offering. And alongside the whole offering is the grain offering and the drink offering. And they're all consumed on the altar. And we're told that this pleased God. It was a sweet aroma to God. Every morning, every evening, the same sacrifice. A daily offering, day after day, week after week, year after year, generation after generation. You're probably fairly used to me saying that through these sermons. Can you see a pattern? Day by day, week by week, year by year, one generation followed by the next generation. The whole lamb, the grain, and the drink offering. Now I want you to imagine that you are there. What is it that you see happening? You see something being offered in its completeness and wholeness, day by day, morning and evening, continually, regularly, unbroken offering up. The people of Israel, they needed to know that God was calling them to a continual offering up, to a continual fellowship with Him. There was to be a continual serving of God, day by day, week by week, year by year, one generation followed by the next generation. A continual coming into God's presence every day, morning and evening. God is saying, I want a daily offering up. It's interesting that the grain and the drink offerings, they actually accompany many of the other sacrifices. The grain, we are told, was a fine flour, crushed, bruised, and beaten to a fine grain. It was the produce of the harvest, mixed with the oil to make this bread-like paste. Leviticus chapter 2 tells us more about the grain offerings. And it says that they are offerings of thanksgiving to God. So here, along with a daily giving up the whole of the lamb, there's thanksgiving offering, the grain offering. The drink offerings, they complete the sacrifices. The drink offerings are the last part, or the final part of the sacrifices. I want you to remember that phrase. The drink offerings points to completion. It points to finality. It points to the end. Every day, the Israelites see that they are to offer to God everything. The whole burnt offering. And they're to do it with thankfulness. And they are to complete their service, complete their worship, their offering every day, morning and evening, and morning again, continually. And this is, of course, a shadow or a picture of what Jesus Christ would do. Jesus Christ is, of course, the sacrifice on the Day of Atonement. Through his sacrifice, sins are forgiven. But there's more than just the atoning sacrifice, because there are all these other sacrifices. And Jesus also accomplishes or fulfills them. And Jesus Christ willingly and in full obedience, day after day, gave himself in his ministry to the work of his Father in heaven. Day after day, Jesus Christ was giving himself up, giving himself fully as God the Son, doing it with thankfulness. And Jesus Christ brought his work to full completion. He was poured out as a drink offering in going to the cross, being that atoning sacrifice for our sin. But in his ministry on earth, and this is what I want us to notice, because this is what these sacrifices are pointing to, there was a daily serving, continually offering himself up, a life of sacrifice, a life of service, morning and evening, day after day, till all was completed. That's the explanation of the daily offerings. But that does bring us to the example of the daily offering. The example of the daily offering. We read earlier from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. If you have your Bibles there and your Bibles open, you can turn to that. Just the first two verses of Ephesians chapter 5. It's amazing when, and people have commented on this, when we read the New Testament in light of the Old Testament, we start to see things that we haven't noticed before. We start to pick up things, and it opens up for us a richness in the New Testament that maybe we weren't aware of before. And this is something that I think we come to in Ephesians 5 and verse 1. Verses that you might know well. Be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Now, we might automatically think, well, that points us directly to the cross. And in many ways, it does point us to the cross, ultimately where Christ gave himself. But I think what Paul has in mind here with the fragrant offering and sacrifice is also that daily sacrifice, that daily giving himself up. And we are then told to follow the example of Christ, to be imitators. Now, we can't give our lives as a sacrifice for sin. That was Christ's work. That's the atoning work. But this daily offering, this daily sacrifice, This is an example that we are to follow. Be imitators of Christ. Give yourself wholly day after day for the work of your Father in heaven, sacrificing daily, day after day, as a fragrant offering. Be imitators. As Christ has done, so we are to do in Christ. This is what Paul says in other places. He says in Romans chapter 12 and verse 1, I appeal to you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. We are to live our lives as a daily offering up to God the Father. The whole burnt offering, the whole of it, giving itself up with thankfulness and to completion, as we'll think about in a moment. Hebrews chapter 13, verses 15 and 16. Hebrews 13, verses 15 and 16. Through him then, that is through Jesus Christ, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of lips that acknowledge his name. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. We are to give ourselves wholly. This burnt offering, the daily burnt offering, was a reminder to the people of Israel that God expects nothing less than our whole being to be given in service and worship to him. And this is the challenge that Paul puts in front of the church. Our lives are to be one of service and worship. That's what the people of Israel saw at the tabernacle, day by day, morning and evening, a giving up, the whole being, with thankfulness and completion. There's no area of our lives that we are not to give over to God. There's not one compartment that we are to keep for ourselves. We're to hold nothing back. There's to be no half-heartedness. The lamb was a whole burnt offering. And we are to do this because Christ has done this for us. We are to do this because of the great salvation that God has brought to us. We're to do it with thankfulness, a daily giving of our all. That's what the grain offering was for. God has been so good and kind and gracious to us. And now we are offering up ourselves with thankfulness, with praise. Of course, we fall short of this example. We know that we don't reach the standard. But remember, Christ has gone before us. And Christ is also the atoning sacrifice who covers our sin. But let us strive. Let us seek to follow the example of our Savior. Let us seek to give of ourselves morning and evening, a continual daily offering up with thankfulness. But you might ask, well, what if that means that my own life is then brought to an end? What if this means I have to go right to the end and my life is then poured out like a drink offering? Well, isn't that what Paul says? And he likens the drink offering to the end of his daily serving. This is what we are to do. Paul says that he expects his life to be poured out as a drink offering. He expects there to be a completion to his life of service. He says this in Philippians chapter 2, verse 17. Philippians 2, 17. Paul is giving of his all. And he says, even if I am to be poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrificial offering of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. Even if my whole being is given in service, I expect I will be poured out as a drink offering. I'm going to give myself to the very end. I'm going to do it right through to completion. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6, Paul says, "For I am already being poured out as a drink offering." He knows at this stage his life is near the end. The time of my departure has come. This is what we are called to, following the example of Christ. Giving of ourselves to the work of Christ's kingdom. Giving of ourselves wholeheartedly, with all of our being. Doing it with thankfulness, right through to the end. Poured out like a drink offering. And this, we are told, is a pleasing aroma to God. How are we getting on with our daily lives being a daily offering? Putting sin to death day by day. Putting others before ourselves. Making those sacrifices every day. Carrying our crosses. Following the example of Christ and the example of Paul, who, of course, followed the example of Christ. But friends, this is what we are to do. This is what we are called to. God was saying to the people of Israel, look at this daily offering, morning and evening, day by day. This is what I want from you. I want your lives to be that daily offering up, and do it with thankfulness, and do it right through to the end. Expecting to complete the task that God has set for us, even as our lives are poured out as a drink offering. The explanation of the daily offerings, the example of the daily offerings, but that brings us thirdly to the expectation of the daily offering. The expectation of the daily offering. What should the people of Israel expect? It's that God will dwell among them. Look at verses 42 to 46 of chapter 29. Day after day, morning and evening, as the offerings were given, there's an expectation that as they give themselves, as they offer up daily, they were living in the presence of God. They were meeting with God. It's not that our obedience makes us right with God. That's never the case. We're only made right with God through the finished atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ. His death is the ransom price that has been paid to set us free. However, we can hinder our relationship, or we can stunt our growth as Christians, if we don't live by the Spirit, if we don't offer up daily, if we don't make use of the means of grace that God has given to us that we might meet with Him, if we hold back, if we don't give of ourselves, then we shouldn't expect that our fellowship with God will be as close as it should be or could be. We shouldn't expect that we will be growing as Christians as we should be or could be if we are not giving daily, offering up daily. As we sacrifice, we might be tempted to ask, well, what is in it for me? We shouldn't really ask such questions. But the Bible does give us wonderful answers. And here we are told of a rich, glorious benefit of giving of ourselves daily. We meet with God. We get to meet with God day by day, as Christ has called us to himself, and as we give of ourselves morning and evening. There's more than just meeting with God. We are also told that we are being sanctified. Look at verse 43. God says, I will meet with the people of Israel, and it shall be sanctified by my glory. That is there at the place of offering, being made more and more holy. Not only will we be meeting with God day by day, but God will be working in us, changing us, sanctifying us, making us more and more like Jesus Christ. I think there's good reason to suggest that the Bible speaks often of morning and evening worship. Coming to worship on the Lord's Day morning is good for us. So too is coming in the evening. And as you come this evening, God is pleased to be working in us, meeting with us, sanctifying us. And for those who aren't here, they're missing out on that. They're missing out on meeting with God together. Missing out on being made more like Christ together. We should seek morning and evening when there's opportunity to do so. We should do this in our own personal lives, in our families, of course, as a church family. God meets with us. This is one blessing. God sanctifies us, but also God speaks to us. That's what God says he's going to do there. He's going to speak to them. He's going to meet with them, verse 42, and speak to them. We get to hear the word of God as we give of ourselves, as we make use of the means, morning and evening, of coming into God's presence. We hear his word. Give of yourselves. And this gives us a certainty or an assurance. Look at verse 46. And they shall know that I am the Lord their God. As we meet with God, as we give of ourselves daily, morning and evening, God assures our hearts that we might know. That word know is one filled with certainty and assurance. That we might have confidence. He is the Lord, and he has saved me. He has brought me out of the land of slavery in Jesus Christ. He's brought me to himself. How wonderful. The blessings, the expectation of giving of ourselves day by day. We get to meet with God, get to fellowship with God. We live in his presence. He causes us to grow. He gives us assurance. And of course, it points us to our eternity. That eternal dwelling with God the Father in Jesus Christ. That I might dwell among them, I am the Lord their God. For the priests, they had that daily opportunity to have that intimacy with God in the sacrifice. But of course it wasn't perfect. They were looking forward. And as we give of ourselves day by day, yes, we get to meet with God and fellowship with God and grow in grace and be sanctified, and be spoken to through his word. But we're also looking forward. We're looking to that day when our lives are poured out as a drink offering. When the time of our departure has come. Because we know God, our Father in heaven, will bring us to himself. And we will see him and be before him. We will see our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We will see God, Father, Son, and Spirit as one. We will know what it is to be those who have been servants, giving of ourselves. As we give of ourselves, we look forward to that glorious day, that wonderful expectation. the people of Israel, day by day, saw a whole burnt offering being given up with thankfulness, brought to completion. They were being told, this is what God wants from us. Daily serving, a daily offering up of ourselves, as Christ himself has done as our example, that God will draw close to us and sanctify us, be with us. He will take us to be with him. Amen.